Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your, Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is a brand new month, just like that. It just happened just like that. It's October 2nd, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we'll start off our news today with some Apple stuff and about how it's falling apart. Yes, I'm talking about the iPhone 8, and I'm talking about it literally coming apart. Now, at first we thought, this is just a one-off, who knows what happened. Somebody in Taiwan mentioned that, yes, they charged their phone, and then it kind of went, and then, yeah, it didn't work anymore. And what I mean by, it actually just came apart, literally. The individual actually posted photos on social media to show the damage of the phone, and lo and behold, we're starting to hear other people saying, yeah, I'm having the same problem. Now, some media outlets were saying, well, this was an explosion, but it doesn't look like that. It looks more like the battery just inflated and the phone came apart. Now, of course, Apple is looking into the situation since it's happened more than once now, and we're expecting there may be some more. But that's as far as Apple went. They say they're looking into it. Ah, it's lovely to know, isn't it? With all the bugs we've had with iOS 11, and yes, there's been quite a few, to now phones literally coming apart at the seams. Quality control seems to have went completely down the crapper at Apple, hasn't it? Hey, speaking of phones coming apart at the seams, ZTE might be doing it on purpose here later this year. And what I mean by that is actually having a dual-screen phone. Now, first, these were just rumors that were leaked onto the interwebs, but now it seems there's been some photos that have leaked online showing that, yes, this thing is definitely more than just a proof of concept. Now, from what we can see, it has dual HD screens that unfold to about 6.8 inches, giving you a 1920 by 2160 display. And according to the folks over there at VentureBeat, when it's closed, it's actually less than 10 millimeters thick. The phone will also have a Snapdragon 820 chip, 4GB of RAM, and 32GB of storage. Less is known about the camera, but we're hearing 20 megapixels, and will be exclusive to AT&T in the US when the thing does come out. The bigger question is, how much is it going to cost? Well, we're hearing $650 running the latest Android operating system. Now, you got to think, well, let's see here. Two screens, $650. Apple's got one screen, and it's $1,000. Hey! YouTubers out there love doing your streaming of your games through your Nintendo Creators Program. Well, that's been put to a stop. Yeah, that's right. Nintendo has updated the Creators Program so that members are no longer permitted to live stream games over to YouTube. Mind you, this thing has actually been going back since 2015. It actually gives gamers a chance to earn, yeah, a little bit of money on the side from videos actually featuring Nintendo games. Now, according to what Nintendo says, they said live streaming on YouTube falls outside the scope of Nintendo's Creators Program. Now, gamers who actually choose to live stream games through a non-Nintendo Creators Program channel will be able to still earn ad revenue, but not as much as it was before. Meaning, yes, I guess Nintendo wants a little bit more in their pocket. And finally, yeah, we're going to end with Nintendo today. And of course, Nintendo's main man, Mr. Mario. Now, hands up, how many of you bought that Super Mario Run when it came out on iOS last year? Yeah, how many of us paid 10 bucks for it? Yeah, well, we got egg on our face today. That's right, starting today, Super Mario Run is now 50% off. $5 now. And only that, for that price, you get 20 rally tickets, you get 3,000 coins, and one question mark block decoration. Now, this sale won't last long, so you better act now. According to Nintendo, the sale will only last till October 12th, and after that, it goes back to its usual overpriced game. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. It is the first of the month, of course, and that's our BTN Donations Day. That's where we call on you, the listeners out there, to support the British Tech Network. Because without you, we could not do this network and give you all this free content. If you love what we do and you would love to support us, we would love to have you on board. You can do that simply by just going to paypal.me/BritishTech. Enter the amount that you think we're worth. It can be a dollar, it can be $100. Any donation we get is very, very much appreciated. And of course, for all of you that are supporting us currently and continue to support us, thank you so very much. Also, don't forget to check out our website. That's where all the cool stuff is, BritishTechNetwork.com. We're also on all those social media platforms, British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram, at British Tech on Twitter. I'm also on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room, that's our lovely BTN community that you really should be a part of. You can join us. Simple to do. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be be back for your Tuesday edition. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.